In Parshas Mishpatim, we learned the halacha that if a master injures his slave, his Eved Kanani, and he knocks out an eye or a tooth, so he's set free. So the question is this. In the Gemara in Gittin, there's machlokes between Reb Meir and Chachamim, whether it's a schus or a chova to be an Eved. And the Nafka Mina, the difference is, what if, do you say, Zochin? Let's say I gave a get shichur to somebody for my Eved Kanani, if it's a schus, so then we say Zochin Lodom Shalom Bafanov, and he'll go free. If it's a chova, if it's to his detriment, why? Because Reb Meir is of the opinion that it's his detriment, because Avda Bef Kera Nichalei, and Eved likes the status, the opportunity, no responsibility that he can have a shivcha, and so to live in that kind of a fashion. So it's a chova for him to go free. Better to be an Eved and have all his needs, so to speak, taken care of by his master, by his Odin, and, you know, he can live with whom he wants. So he says it's a chova, and Chachamim say that it's a schus. So the question is this. If we hold like Reb Meir, that avda behefkeri nichalei, and therefore going free is to his detriment, it's a chova, that's why we don't say zochin. So why does the Torah say that if Odin knocks out the eye or tooth of an Eved, he goes free? It's to his detriment. It's better for him to be an Eved. So why should he go free? So the classical answer given to this question is, well, this kind of an Odin who knocks out an eye or a tooth of his Eved or does him bodily harm, for that kind of an Odin, everybody agree that it's a schus for him to go free. But I'd like to share another answer, which I think is a wonderful answer, which I once heard from Rav Moshe Bezin, Zichron Levracha, who was the founding dean of, at that time, it was called the JSS program, but one of the really leaders in terms of teaching in Kiruv and in terms of teaching people who didn't have a background. Just an extraordinary person. But he told me this answer. He said like this, as relates to whether it's a schus or chova, the machlokas tanoim, the meim chachomim, that depends not necessarily what's in the, that depends on what the Eved wants, because zochin means that it's in his interest, and we automatically assume that he would have appointed him as a shliach or to act on his behalf. So there we have to, the metric is what does the Eved want? What does Eved think is in his best interest? So Reb Meir says, Avda Bef Kera Nichalei. So for him, it's not a schus. He wouldn't want it. So if he doesn't want it, you can't act on his behalf claiming that it's a schus. Zochen lo shel b'fanav. But here we're not talking about something that the Eved appoint, what the Eved wants. We're talking about, objectively, is it good to be a slave or better to be free? We're not talking about halacha of zochin. So that, the Torah says, it's better to be, that everybody would agree, even Reb Meir, who thinks that it's a chova, the Eved wouldn't want it, but the Torah establishes that it's in his interest. It's better to be free than to be a slave.